Hello and welcome to episode 307 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, your host, and I'm glad you're here today. Every Monday through Friday, I bring you two or three chapters of the Bible and a short devotional or commentary in about 10 minutes. We're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is reading through the Old Testament, track two is reading through the New Testament, and the third is reading through the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day alternates to one of those tracks. Also, each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Today we're on track three, and we're going to hear what Job's second friend has to say to him. This guy has a lot of things to say to Job, but one of them is especially hurtful. This week we're reading from the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. Job chapter 8, the first speech of Bildad. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "Job, how long will you talk like that? Your words don't have any meaning. Does God ever treat people unfairly? Does the Mighty One make what is wrong appear to be right? Your children sinned against him, so he punished them for their sin. But look to God. Make your appeal to the Mighty One. Be pure and honest, and he will rise up and help you now. He'll return you to the place where you belong. In the past, things went well with you, but in days to come, things will get even better. Find out what your people who lived long ago taught. Discover what those who lived before them learned. After all, we were born only yesterday, so we don't know anything. Our days on this earth are like a shadow that disappears. Won't your people of long ago teach you and tell you? Won't the things they said help you understand? Can grass grow tall where there isn't any swamp? Can plants grow well where there isn't any water? While they're still growing and haven't been cut, they dry up faster than grass does. The same thing happens to everyone who forgets God. The hope of ungodly people dies out. What they trust in is very weak. What they depend on is like a spider's web. A person leans on it, but it falls apart. He holds on to it, but it gives way. He is like a plant in the sunshine that receives plenty of water. It spreads its new growth all over the garden. It wraps its roots around a pile of rocks. It tries to find places to grow among the stones. But when a plant is pulled up from its spot, that place says, 'I never saw you.' The life of that plant is sure to dry up. But from the same soil, other plants will grow. I'm sure God doesn't turn his back on anyone who is honest, and he doesn't help those who do what is evil. He will fill your mouth with laughter. Shouts of joy will come from your lips. Your enemies will put on shame as if it were clothes. The tents of sinful people will be gone." May God bless the reading of his word. Now, I'm pretty sure that if Bildad was my friend, that friendship would have ended with this speech of his. He starts off by saying, in essence, "Are you through yet? You are talking nonsense." Now, granted, I'm not in Job's position right now, but I was to a lesser extent a couple of years ago. I'll get to that in a minute. But my goodness gracious, what a terrible way to begin when your friend is sitting there covered in ashes with sores all over his body, having lost everything but his wife and his life. Talk about kicking a guy when he's down. I'm wondering if there was some sort of jealousy going on with these three friends of Job's. He had been the richest guy around with a wonderful family and an all-round good life. Maybe these guys were jealous of Job. And now that it's all gone, maybe they're feeling a bit smug. Maybe they're thinking, "I knew this was too good to be true. I knew Job just lucked into that life, and now God is evening the score. Job thought he was so good. Ha! How does it feel to be down in the pits, huh, Job?" So this guy Bildad now says, "Your children sinned against God, so he punished them." Okay, you can say what you want about me, but if you attack or accuse my kids, I'm coming after you, especially when they're sick. So a couple of years ago, my 21-year-old middle son, Stephen, came down with an extremely bad case of ulcerative colitis. It was so bad that the gastroenterologist that first saw Stephen said that it was the worst case he had ever seen. Now, for those of you that have heard this story, don't worry. I'm not going to tell the whole ordeal here. Stick around. Long story short, shortly after having been diagnosed, Stephen suffered a perforated colon. The ulcerative colitis had gotten so bad that the contents of his colon began leaking into his abdomen. He woke us up at about 2 o'clock in the morning in extreme pain. By now he'd been sick for a week or two, and he'd already lost 30 or so pounds in just a short time, and he was extremely weak. So we rushed him to the hospital, and within an hour or two, he was in an operating room having his colon removed. The infection in his abdomen was so bad that he ended up being on round-the-clock IVs of 4 different high-powered antibiotics for something like 7 months. It took nearly 10 months for him to return to work. That first night in the waiting room, while Stephen was being operated on, Leanne and I cried out to God, asking him to spare our son. We had no idea what the outcome would be, but we knew that Stephen's life was in God's hands. Friends and family came to be with us as we waited. And believe me when I say that if one of them had said what Bildad said to Job, that would have been the last words ever between us. They would have been out of our lives. Of course, Stephen is not perfect, but he is a good young man who loves the Lord. And to accuse him of suffering some kind of punishment from God because of some moral failing would have been beyond the pale. Thankfully, we have a wonderfully loving and supportive family, and that sort of thing didn't happen. All through the ordeal with our boy, they were supportive in 1,000 different ways, as was our astounding church family. They were truly what the New Testament church is supposed to be. We're grateful that God has restored Stephen's health. He's back to work and living the life of a newlywed. Actually, he and his lovely bride, Taryn, are quickly coming up on their first anniversary. Yes, God heard our prayers and spared Stephen. But I'm very aware that not every situation has the same outcome. When I was 16, I had a 16-year-old girlfriend who was diagnosed with cancer. And exactly 1 month later, she was gone. She was very well known and there were thousands of people praying for her, including her extremely devoted and doting parents. But for some reason, God did not choose to heal her. Does that mean God was not good in that situation? Of course not. God does not change. God is always good. God is love, and His plans are seldom revealed to us. Like Job did on that day that he lost everything, the appropriate response is still to praise Him. What do you think? Have you suffered a great loss? What did that do to your relationship with God? Did it cause you to doubt God? Did you question Him? Did you ask, why me? Let me know. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 307.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_2Bs in Web, #LifespringMedia. Also, are you subscribed to the show? You can subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite podcast listening software is. As you probably know, this is a daily Monday through Friday show, and it's really convenient to have it just show up on your device. Tomorrow, we'll be back in 1 Samuel and David, and there's some romance in his life. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.